Topic 147. The Sannyasin. 1. There are, in my group of disciples, certain people who are outstandingly called to live the life of the Sannyasin, the life of the one who, having fulfilled the duties of the scholar, of the householder, of the family man, and of the business man, is now called to that attitude of life and that orientation to other purposes and goals which we technically call that of Sannyasin, or the teaching disciple. In the olden times, such a man left his home and his business and went out into the world, following the gleam, seeking the master, and ever teaching as he went. Today, in the life of our Western civilization, and under the dawning influence of the New Age, the call remains the same, but the disciple goes not out, leaving all the familiar scenes behind and negating his outer usefulness. He remains where he is, continuing with the outer and physical fulfillment of duty, but within a great change and a definite reorientation takes place. His attitude to life and affairs is basically altered. His whole inner life tendency becomes that of a planned withdrawing. It differs somewhat from the process called detachment, because that process or motivated activity is applied primarily to the astral emotional nature, to the desire life, whatever those attachments or desires may happen to be. This is a mental activity. It is an attitude of mind which affects primarily the entire life attitude of the personality. It involves not only the detachment of the desire nature from that which is familiar, desired, and appropriated from long habit, but it involves also a complete readjustment of the entire lower threefold man to the world of souls. It is here that right habits and attitudes in life to the world of business and of family relations play their part, enabling the Sannyasin to continue on the upward way with heart detached and free, and yet to do so while performing right action through right habit and right desire to all with whom his lot is cast. This constitutes a major life problem, to stand free while surrounded, to work in the subjective world while active in the exterior world of affairs, to achieve true detachment while rendering to all that which is due. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 313 through 314. 2. The true Sannyasin is the one who, freed from the more active tasks of the younger man, who is starting out into the field of his life activity, can use the experience gained, the hard-won knowledge assembled, and the wisdom garnered in active service of the hierarchy and of humanity. He can now live for the sake of others and find in our work the reward, interest, and compensation for all the struggle of the past. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 136 through 137. 3. The life period ahead of you is that of the Sannyasin, of the one who, having tasted to the full life experience, is now dedicated to the life of spiritual values and to their teaching to others. Ponder on this. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 204. 4. Mold your life upon the pattern of the Sannyasin and hold on to no physical plane attachments. If you do, they will fail you, and the pain in thus holding will hinder your feet as they stumble upon the path. Walk free, my brother, and hold to nobody, and hold no person to you in the bonds of attachment. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 253. 5. A Sannyasin must work towards an increasing release from ties of any kind, though, and herein lies a subtle distinction, not from release from environing conditions and responsibilities. What is required is an inner attitude of complete abandon to the will of your soul, which is the will of God as far as any individual is concerned. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 391. 6. Be attached to souls, my brother, but detached from personalities. Personality relationships drain and devitalize. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 455. 7. Be happy. Be happy as the sannyasin is happy, who, through detachment from the little self and attachment to the greater self in all, has left behind all that might hinder and hamper his service. Henceforth, you belong not to yourself or to any earthly friend or claim. You belong to the servers of humanity and to us. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 646. 8. Be a sannyasin, free, alone with God, your soul, and me. Then work and love. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 755.